Good Morning with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
There is an interesting decision, Rensselaer County, and it has to do with the impacts on the Kinder Morgan pipeline, something our listeners are very concerned about. Tell us what happened.
Yes, the Rensselaer County Legislature has adopted a measure aimed at protecting groundwater supplies through southern Rensselaer County. That's along the proposed path of the controversial Kinder Morgan gas pipeline. That 320-mile pipeline is being proposed by a Texas firm to go through Schoharie and rural Rensselaer County on its route from Pennsylvania to northern Massachusetts. Albany County has already passed a similar measure to the one passed Monday in Rensselaer County that would protect homeowners and property owners and their groundwater supplies in case of any blasting. The law stipulates that any person or company responsible for blasting must perform pre- and post-blast sampling of water well quality and the recharge rate of well water after the blasting has taken place. It passed 17-1 at the meeting to the applause of many in the audience who are opposed to the entire pipeline project.
From there, we head to Schenectady, where there has been payout bias brutality lawsuits. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's actually two lawsuits, and the payouts are totaling almost $1 million to settle them. One involves an ex-female firefighter who claims she was victim of sexual abuse, and the other involves alleged police brutality after a celebration following Union College's National Title Conference back in 2014. Jennifer Costa, the ex-firefighter, alleged that she was the victim of a pattern of sexual harassment and passed over for promotions, and she complains that when she told that to a supervisor about specific cases of sexual harassment, the deputy chief said, "Boys will be boys and don't let the guys get you." And then the celebration after the hockey win back in 2004, a student claimed he was beat up by police. He was paraded around. His face was bloodied. He was charged with disorderly conduct. Those charges were dropped, and now he's going to receive this six-figure settlement from the police.
Speaking of police, see something, send something.
Yeah, that's the request that authorities are making. This holiday weekend, State Police Superintendent Joe D'Amico used the backdrop of the Albany International Airport to warn travelers that it's going to be a weekend full of lots of delays, but if they see something suspicious, they should report it to police. There's even a smartphone app that helps you do that.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, and joining us for more, timesunion.com. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, David.